Did you keep hay anyplace else?
Oh, yeah. Out in the feedlot, we'd stack it out. Uh-huh. Often the loft was not big enough for our... Uh-huh. So we'd always had a feedlot. And, of course, in those days, we used binders, we called them, and they would bind the feed in bundles. You know what a bundle of feed is?
Now,
They'd bundle it and tie twine around it, yeah. The machine would. We always stacked that stuff as a rule out in the stack, you know, in the feed lot.
Now, would you put these bundles together?
Do you mean stacking them together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stack them right, just right on top of one another. Make a big, high stack.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were haying out in the field, did you take these bundles and then put them together and then take these larger piles and move them?
As a rule, we didn't. Now, of course, we'd take these bundles. You had to. It was always cut green.
Uh-huh.
It had to cure out.
Uh-huh.
If you'd have put those bundles in a stack, that'd have spoiled.
Uh-huh.
So we'll put those in the field in a shock.
Mm-hmm.
We call them shocks.
Mm-hmm.
About ever, according to how thick the feed was on the ground, if it was real thick, you'd have a shock of feed about every 20 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Right down through your field. And then we'd leave that there to cure it out.
Mm-hmm.
See, the moisture had to get out, and then we'd go back and haul all those shocks in,
mm-hmm.
put them in a stack in the feedlot.
From the bundle to the shock to the stack, huh?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's right. That was the process.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we had grain binders in, and so that cut the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled all the binders in and pulled the horses.
Mm-hmm.
No self-power then, just had to be all horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
The binders in would take one row at a time with four head of horses.
Mm-hmm.
On a binder. And he'd kick out the bundles and tie them and he'd kick them out, and then we'd pick them up and put them in a shock.
Mm-hmm.
Let it cure out.
That was a big day when they got so they'd cut the bundles, or cut the wheat and untie it, cut the hay and tie it.
Yeah, wonderful day. Sure.
Boy.
Big, and what, 50 years made a lot of difference.
Yeah, and then combines where everything is done at once.
Oh, yeah, we were talking yesterday with these combines now, when the wife and I, before there was any such thing as combine is unknown. That's a modern idea, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They would go in and we'd raise big wheat fields. We had what we call a binder,
mm-hmm.
grain binder.
Mm-hmm.
Put a four head of horse on a binder and cut that whole thing and still in these bundles I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Then we would take these bundles and shock the wheat in the field in shocks.
By hand.
And then the thrashing machine crew would come along and we'd have 15 to 20 hands,
mm-hmm.
with that threshing machine. We'd have our bundle wagons and our teams to haul the bundles into the threshing machine.
Mm-hmm.
And it took anywhere from 16 to 20 people to harvest a crop of wheat then. I mean to thresh it.
Take three or four farms.
Oh, yeah.
Did you take turns? Somebody help you and then you help him?
Of course, in those days, the custom, what they call, now it's custom combining.
Mm-hmm.
But then they'd have these big old thrashing machines,
mm-hmm.
pulled by steam tractors, you know?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen one?
Yeah, about as big as this room.
Oh, every bit as big. And they'd pull out into a man's field,
mm-hmm.
and they charged him so much per bushel for thrashing his wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, all these hands would bring the wheat into the thrashing machine, and when they got that farmer's wheat thrashed, they'd steam up and pull it to the next farm. Just went all over the country that way.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for 15 or 20 years when I was a young man, and make my summer wages. Got $1.50 a day every day.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, it got to be $2, and we making lots of money then.
Yeah. Now, your food was furnished on those trips, though, wasn't it?
Always. The food, the farmer you were thrashing for furnished the food for everybody.
I bet they just went to great pains to outdo their neighbors, didn't they?
The neighbors, you see, that the women, it would take four or five women to cook,
mm-hmm.
for that bunch. They would cook for this hand, and then they'd help the next woman, and they'd help one another.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the very best of food, and
mm-hmm.
the very best could be cooked.
Keep those boys happy. Keep them working hard.
Keep them